News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
As people will have seen, Elon Musk's company SpaceX, they rescheduled their rocket launch for tomorrow, for Saturday, this after bad weather forced a cancellation of the mission on Wednesday. Leo Enright is a space commentator, regular contributor to the show. Leo, before we talk about the significance of it, for people who haven't been following, what exactly is Elon Musk sending into space?
Well, this is a very a new departure in how spaceflight is done. The American Space Agency, the government, instead of building their own rocket and their own spaceship, have asked Elon Musk to do it, and they're paying him, much like you or I would pay a taxi driver, to take the astronauts to the International Space Station. So it's an innovative way of, it's suggested, saving the American taxpayer a few bob, because they don't have to invest in the infrastructure, and also kickstarting commercial space travel. We could see in the space of a very short period of time, if this mission is successful, space tourists going into space.
So is that the significance of this, that it's possibly providing a model for how space exploration will work in the future?
Exactly. The NASA plan was begun during the Obama administration, after they abandoned the space shuttle. The space shuttle was simply too dangerous to fly. The potential for disaster was always there. We saw two tragic accidents, each of which killed seven astronauts. So the Americans really had no choice but to abandon that system. And instead of building a new one themselves, they decided to invest in two companies, Elon Musk's SpaceX and the Boeing aerospace company who build the airplanes. They're also developing a launch system. So the Americans will have not one but two systems for getting into space.
And Leo, tell me this. Is this something that excites you? Are you a little nervous about it? Because there was this trickle-down effect when states were involved and when NASA were the ones building the rockets. All the knowledge that they gathered, kind of, you know, it came down through the layers and levels to academia and to the public at large. Is there a danger with this that all that information and all that technology just gets concentrated in these few private companies?
Well, I was certainly a skeptic at the beginning. I was very doubtful about this departure. I have to admit that I am surprised at how extraordinarily successful this project has been. It's taken Elon Musk much longer than he expected to get to this point. But at the same time, it's working. The NASA officials, the government civil servants, are working extremely well with SpaceX. And despite Elon Musk's really quite extraordinary public profile and quite weird comments on Twitter and things like that, the company itself appears to be run extremely well by very competent managers. And of course, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating if and when they launch on Saturday night.
Will people be able to see the rocket in Ireland?
Sadly, not on the first pass. There's a very simple reason for that. They will, I think, for at least for the early stages of this program, they will never launch when it's nighttime in Ireland. And they actually look at the time in Ireland because in an emergency, their last option for splashing down, if they have to come back quickly, is right off the coast of Ireland.
Wow.
So as they look at, as they prepare for the countdown tomorrow, they will be looking at the weather along the east coast of the United States, but they will also be looking at the weather off West Cork. Because in the event of an emergency, they will blast themselves across the Atlantic and will parachute into the Atlantic Ocean about 40 kilometres from the Skelligs.
Elon, if you're listening, and I know you're a regular listener to News Talk Breakfast, Alan O'Reilly told us earlier off the West Coast the weather is going to be great this weekend, so no need for a cancellation. Leo Enright, space commentator. Leo, as always, thank you for your time.